Welcome back.
Welcome back. Before Chandler freaking started this, he apparently spilled his drink all over himself. And that's actually why I was laughing.
Yeah, it only just got on my pants.
Oh, but still, it was funny.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I spilled it everywhere. Now, let's go.
So right now, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a Smirnoff and
flavor is
fruit
this?
Blend of some sort. Mm. I think it's called like Smirnoff Smash.
I think it's mango.
This one's mango too.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't think
we have the same one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is pretty good. I like it a lot.
I like it, yeah.
Not too pretty strong, good. But it still has that fruity taste.
Right, exactly. It's huge.
Huge.
Like, you can put it in your ass, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, anything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
Ooh, shit. Don't say that.
Oh,
this
man.
Dude just pops up, challenge accepted.
He's like, let's see.
Skyscraper?
Yes.
Up my ass.
Let's get it done.
Tire up my ass. Lamppost up my ass.
Wait, how would the tire one work?
I don't know, man.
Would you like smush it together?
You would smush it together.
And then
you would have to smush it together. Unless your asshole's that big.
Hey, I'm not gonna judge.
No, I'm judging. That's that's crazy. Like, I don't judge, but like, I'm judging. Because
just
that's
a little bit.
That's too much.
Just a little bit.
Do you eat and then just comes right back out? Like, what is that?
It's just a cycle. It mm-hmm. just pops out. Just...
You pick it back up and eat it. But it's like clean because you have nothing in there.
Ew.
It just comes up bloody. Okay, this is getting too far.
No, you need to stop. That was gross. Anyway, so if you hear loud bangs in the background...
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
There are people shooting fireworks at the moment, so if anything becomes peaked, that'll be the reason why.
We're not getting shot at.
We're not getting shot at. We're not dying.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Soon.
If people watch us... Not watch us. Listen to us more, then yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go in witness protection.
Yep. Hey, you said it right this time. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thanks for calling me out. Is this like a normal thing that you're just going to be doing? Is this your thing on the podcast?
Hey, you've called me up multiple times before, so I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah, but if you look at like the difference of how many times you've called me out...
I've called you out twice.
That is a damn lie.
That is not.
We can listen back to these podcasts.
Oh, yeah, we
and
can.
At least three times in an episode, you call me out.
So did you, though, in our very first.
Do you hear yourself three times on each episode versus my one on the first
you
one?
Still call me out all of that.
So you just holding it. That grudge? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
no, that's fine.
Yep. That's the new show thing. I call you out.
I don't like that. At least when I say faggot, I don't call you faggot.
Oh man. So.
Anyways.
You said you wanted to talk about stuff today. What you got?
So I got some, this is probably old news for anybody who's listening to this, but I just recently just brought it back up because there's more to say on it. So Tory Lanez is arrested right now.
Really?
People who don't know who Tory Lanez is, he's a rapper slash singer, and it's pretty good. Anyways.
What was that?
That was me taking a drink.
Okay. All right. Back to what you were saying.
So he got arrested because you know who Megan Thee Stallion is?
Yep.
So she got shot at.
Whoa.
And so she got shot at, and the authorities think it's Tory Lanez.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, there's video of him at the scene of the crime, out the window.
Where was this at?
I think it's one of her concerts. I'm not 100% sure on that. But, so, he's in jail right now.
Wow.
Yeah. It's because he attempted murder. And Megan Thee Stallion just came out today and said that she was hurt by it physically and mentally.
I would imagine if you got shot at.
Yeah.
No matter who it's from.
No, yeah. But there's no recent news on if Tory Lanez is guilty or not. It's thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, it sounded like that.
Jesus Christ.
Too far? Too soon?
Maybe a little too soon.
Alright, I'll work on it.
Holy shit, dude. Y'all need to shut the fuck up. We're trying to make a podcast here.
We're sorry about
that. He got me! Oh my god, he got me again!
I guess we should have put a volume warning on this one.
Yes. Around 5:10, cover your ears.
As it's 5:30.
Exactly, because it was like 20 minutes and 20 seconds ago.
Oh, it's messed up. Hey, so, Tory Lanez in jail for attempted murder. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't think he did it.
Like, what would he gain from it?
I don't know what the purpose was.
Nah, it just... That just doesn't make sense.
There's no, like, public beef between them.
No. Well, public. I guess that's a key statement there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, like, Tory Lanez raps battle people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's done it. And he pulled up on Dax and recorded it. You know? So, if there's a beef, Tory Lanez is going to be let it known. Not to mention, he does quarantine radio and Instagram live.
Yeah.
Just about every day.
Do you know what city she was in when she got shut up? Where all this happened, or no?
No, I don't know the details. Not much details I even know. Field.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, so that's crazy. What's his name? Jack Harlow's. What's poppin'?
Oh, the music video just dropped.
Yeah, for the remix.
Yeah. Oh man, it was so good.
That was good.
I liked it a lot.
That was really good. I love Lil Wayne in that. Love Tory Lanez, ironically.
Right. Yeah, that's why I was so confused of like why he'd be a key suspect after he just released that and about to get more of a following off of that video.
Right.
That song is blowing up right now.
Yeah.
I mean, even the original was blowing up beforehand, but it just doesn't make sense.
That makes sense.
But to the cinematography on that video, man, they killed it.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Their props and their stages, dude, that was sick. I loved how Jack Harlow opened with the speaker, freaking throne looking thing.
Yeah.
It was all white. Dude, that looked super cool.
They had great styles going on there, you know.
And each one was super different.
Yeah, no, like, they had, like, the clothes they were wearing, Jack Harlow changed his outfit damn near every scene in the beginning.
Yep.
The baby's outfit was just, it was dope, you know, and the white shirt with the fucking purple bandana around his head.
Yeah, dope. I really like Tory Lanez thing.
Tory Lanez had his gloves on with the rings on it, and that was the most OG shit ever.
Right.
Like, that was fucking dope.
I like the homage to the whole Michael Jackson one where he just had one on that one time.
Yeah.
I think that's what that was. I'm not going to be 100% sure on that.
I feel
like it was an homage.
It might have been. Yeah. It might have been. Also, could have just been him.
Yeah. True.
You know.
Either way, it looks sick.
I would expect that from from Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect that from Chris Brown instead of Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez got his name from Tupac.
Oh yeah.
You know, so I feel like he would do something Tupac. Well, which he does.
Yeah.
He wears the red bandana over his head, but then like Lil Wayne just came in with GOAT status and just.
Oh
like,
my gosh! Yes, dude.
And he was just fucking in it.
Dude, you can just tell that man was just vibing. He wasn't trying to do anything else but vibe.
Yeah, he was just fucking feeling it, man. and Lil Wayne's just still on fire, you know. In the interview with Lil Wayne and Eminem, they both said that they have to look up their own lyrics before writing a song.
Really?
Yeah, because they don't want to copy something they've already done. You know, write something they've already done. So they have to look it up. And literally, they're like, one of our top Google searches is Eminem lyrics or Lil Wayne lyrics.
That's funny.
So
I can see that, though.
So it's even crazier to see, you know, people like Eminem who just dropped an album and Lil Wayne on the song rap like the way they do because of how many times they've rapped in the past. It's including freestyles, you know, and to be able to come up with something brand new, like Godzilla.
Yeah.
Brand new, that's crazy. Beat his Rap God record with that, you know, But and he, all that was original shit.
Yeah. it's definitely, like, you can tell an artist really cares about their craft if they do just those, like, mundane things like that. Because nobody else would really, like, think about it, you know?
Yeah, no. And like, Eminem and Lil Wayne, they're, like, oldies, you know? They're old. They're soon... I consider Eminem old school, and so do, and same with Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I would too.
So, like, you know, the vets of the rap game. So, like, it's so... And it's so crazy that they're just still putting out music and still... You know, because Logic is just retired. It's just about to retire.
Yeah, I heard about that
so
on Twitter.
Yeah, so he's dropping an album July 24th. And,
Really? So soon?
Yeah. I mean, they just announced it. That's how... I mean, that's how usually they do it.
Oh.
They announce it, like, a couple weeks in beforehand. Or... And get a little bit of the hype up and then release it.
Yeah, because...
Unless you're J. Cole and you just release it...
Whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, like K.O.D., he... Like, the night before, he was like, I'm releasing an album. And then it dropped and blew up.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But now he's, like, teasing that album. Like, he's been teasing albums on concerts and everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, he's dropping an album this year. That's a fact.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, you know, but it's crazy to see Eminem and, like, Lil Wayne, you know, still be able to put out new shit and still have a vibe to it. You know? And, yeah. So, Logic's retiring.
Did he make a statement of, like, why he's retiring? Or just, like, you said...
Yeah, so, he came out, actually, on Instagram and just showed that he had a kid. He has a kid now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's a little baby Logic.
Yeah, a little... They call him LB.
Ah.
For Lil Bobby.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, fuck. Oh, so, yeah. So, he's just retiring to, you know, have some family time.
Yeah.
And he's been in it for a little bit. He was around when J. Cole and Drake's and, you know, Kendrick started going off, you know, started having their own name. He was on 2013's. Double XL freshman.
Yep.
Along with Joey Badass, Absol, Travis Scott, Action Bronson, Dizzy Wright, Angel Hayes.
Yep. I still think by far that was the best Double XL.
That's my favorite Double XL. I mean, Logic actually popped off. So did Dizzy.
Yep.
Angel Hayes actually popped off. Joey, all those guys popped off. Even Travis popped off, and Travis is one of my favorites. So, but like he did pop off with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's dropping an album called No Pressure.
No Pressure.
And his first album is called Under Pressure.
Oh, I see.
So like, I think it's, you know, it's a good ending because, you know, in the beginning he was under pressure a lot. But now he's living with no pressure.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think he's retired permanently, or do you think he'll make a comeback once he starts spending time with his family and stuff like that?
I think he might be done with rapping, but I know he's been working on a movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I know he has a book out there.
He has a book. Yep, he just did a book, and that was really good. I don't know if you've listened to it.
Mm-mm.
Really good. I actually really liked it. You should listen to it instead of reading it.
Shout it out.
Supermarket. I even have a T-shirt.
Nice.
And he made a soundtrack to it, and it was amazing. One of my favorite soundtracks out there right now.
Oh.
Yeah, he's most definitely my top five favorite soundtracks. And for a book. And if you listen to it, Logic's the one reading it.
Mm.
So, and he just plays the character so well, because he knows how he wants it to be done.
Yeah.
You know? And he does a fantastic job.
That's pretty cool.
And that was probably my favorite thing that he's done, and that wasn't even music was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the soundtrack was. But he went different with the soundtrack, you know, he was singing the whole one.
Yeah.
And so, yeah,
great job. Yeah, even without, if he does quit rapping permanently, I feel like he could do directing or, like, write another book or something like that.
Yeah, and I know he's making a movie, so I think he's going to do something else in the entertainment business.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, I think that's his goal, is to step away from rap. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll do features every once in a while, just come back. Pull Will Smith, you know.
That'd be cool.
You know, and Will Smith, oh, Speaking of Will Smith.
It's Will Smith, dude.
Did you...
I already know where you're going.
You've heard about it.
Yep. Well, Jada Pinkett Smith and the whole fucking cheating thing, man.
Yeah, I find that really stupid.
It's so dumb.
Yeah. It was so long ago. It was so long ago, and they've already, like, reconciled it, and it just came back up.
Yeah.
But they have to go all through that whole thing again.
Mm.
And so I don't think Will's mad at her for cheating. I think it's just bringing up past feelings.
True.
You know?
And I can understand that. And, like, you were already hurt once before heavily, and having to relive it, and then plus make it public.
No, that's the thing. Yeah, you know, I have it now social.
Yeah.
You know, have memes left and right of
it. Oh, yeah, because Jada Pinkett Smith right now is getting all the smoke.
Which is not fair. Did you see the Red Table Talk?
I have not, personally.
Red Table Talk, they did a Red Table Talk of just her and Will, and they talked about it.
Mm.
And they explained everything. And they both were, like, agreeing on everything.
Yeah.
You know, and Will was, like, there's, like, a picture out there with Will, like, kind of tearing up.
Mm.
I think that's just... past emotions coming back up, to having to think about it all over again.
Yeah.
You know?
To be already past that point in your life and having to bring it back up.
Because there was that whole thing with her and Tupac.
Mm.
Do you know about that?
I've heard about it, but I've never delved into it.
So, pretty much the story is that her and Tupac actually grew up together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they were friends. But they did, back then, they didn't see each other like that. But the more they got older and got more in the scene, the more they started feeling like that. About each other,
mm-hmm.
But she was already with Will.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And, like, she didn't do anything with him. But, like, Will says this is his biggest regret in life, is that he never spoke to Tupac.
Yeah.
Because of this. You know, even they've been in the room at the same time a couple times and just never spoke to each other. And Jada always said that they were so similar. And everyone agrees. Like, everyone agrees that him and Tupac are, like, so similar, personality-wise.
Yeah.
And, they would have gotten along, and he's like, yeah, I just wouldn't know now, you know?
Mm.
And it's one of my biggest regrets was not just talking to the guy.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gotta be tough.
So, yeah, anyway, dude, we always talk about music.
Right. I mean, it's not bad.
It's not bad. Yeah, this is just...
You know, the last two were about politics, so, I mean...
We gotta spice it up a little bit.
We'll spice it up.
You know what? Noah's going to Texas for unrelated reasons.
Yeah.
I won't specify. But, so, this is gonna be our last podcast for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we gotta, you know, bring it back, you
bring
know?
Bring it back.
We gotta go all dumb on this bitch. Ready? Chuggity-chug. Right here.
Oh, God.
All on right. Camera.
No camera, but bike.
Fuck you.
Excuse me.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a little hard to chug there, bud. But, yeah, so...
I'm dying.
You'll live eventually. But, yeah,
that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you're dying right now, but you'll
keep
going.
You're dying, but you'll live eventually.
But, yeah, so I'm traveling a little bit, you know, get out of one place for a little bit, visit some family, stuff like that. But, yeah, so it'll be, I'm not sure how long it'll be gone, so it depends whether or not if Jane the Man here wants to, do a couple solos without me, even though it won't be as funny.
Thanks. That's dope. I'll just take that Crown Royal back.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so...
I guess I'm drinking both of your monsters.
Oh, damn it. I'm sad now. I'm a sad goose. But, yeah, so... Taking a quick break.
Yeah.
Nothing too long. I do plan on coming back. Just not sure when yet.
Yeah, and, I mean, don't worry about it. I won't do solos, because I'm not a funny person. Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to hear me fucking think.
You never know, man. You gotta put yourself out there.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Anyways, so, you know, we just gotta... We're kicking it. You know, we gotta wake up early tomorrow, but we said fuck it.
Pretty much.
And I gotta work tomorrow.
It's gonna be so fun.
I'm not excited, but...
Yeah, I think he'll be working for the same amount of time and be on that plane.
How long did you ride?
I think it's about a 4.5 hour trip.
I'm working 5 hours.
Okay, yeah, so as soon as I land, you'll probably be almost out.
I'll probably...
Depending on layovers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you probably won't get off the plane until like 5.
Yeah.
You know, type of shit. And even then, you'll be like with your parents and shit.
Yep. Yep. But, yeah. No. I do want to talk about something. Alright.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a rock band named I Prevail that did a song with Joyner Lucas called Dead on Arrival. Okay. And they made a music video about it, about a month ago. So, with I Prevail, they've had this song out for, I think, about four to five months now. Part of an album. Let me try to remember what this album's called. Give me one.
Remember, aka look it up on his phone.
Why'd you gotta call me? See, you called me out.
Exactly, because you were calling me out.
So it was on their album Trauma. So this song is a little old, a little bit older, I should say, before the music video popped off. But with Jordan Lucas, because Jordan Lucas wasn't a part of the song in the beginning. Anybody who's listened to album with I Prevail and that song, he wasn't on there. But with his addition, I feel like they made that song just so much better.
I just listened to it for the first time, and yeah, Jordan, I mean, they just made it way better.
Mm.
You know,
because with that song, they talk about a lot of heavy stuff, and like, not directly, because there's so many topics that can be pulled into that song just alone.
Yeah.
And, like, you wouldn't even connect... You can connect it to whatever is happening out in the world.
Yeah.
And with Joyner Lucas's addition, I feel like it made that a little more condensed in, like, what they were trying to talk about.
Yeah.
Especially with the music video in its entirety. Because I don't remember who directed it, but they chose a method to where they did it all black and white. And, friggin'... Anytime, because they talk about, like I said, they talk about a lot of heavy stuff, like the Black Lives Matter movement, prostitution, gun violence, and all the stuff like that. And in the video, anytime something bad happened, they made a character in that video actually colored. So you can show, like, they would show all of their colors, like, in their like, dress and apparel, but everybody else is blacked out. They show, like, this is the problem here, you know?
Mm.
And so... I just thought that was such a great addition to that music video and how they did that and, like, bring out topics that they really wanted to specify about.
Yeah.
No.
I agree. Like, you know, I thought some points, like, some parts of the video were kind of corny.
Mm-hmm.
I fully support Black Lives Matter, and I've said this in the past, too.
Mm-hmm.
But... I think when artists put it on songs, they have to do it right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They have to do it right. You know, at some parts, I don't think they did it right. I think some parts were kind of corny.
Mm.
I think they missed also an opportunity, though.
How's that?
So during one of the scenes, it's one of the beginning scenes, there's four kids with a hand over their heart looking at the American flag.
Mm.
Now, it'd been interesting if they put four kids kneeling.
Ooh. Good point. That's definitely interesting. Because, like I said before, the song's a little bit older and they just released the music video. So I think with that creative direction, I feel like it was a... like a after the fact type thing, because like I said, the song by itself could talk about many different aspects.
Yeah.
And what I Prevail did, they tried to focus more on like what they really wanted to show. Yeah. I guess, and I feel like with them, it's what they thought was prominent at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because like this, the whole Black Lives Matter movement, all these riots stuff started happening pretty recently. So I feel like with that creative direction, it might have been just like something just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
And so, especially with Joyner Lucas's addition, I feel like with him along, because I feel like he had some had ideas with the video along as well. And I think that's why there was a lot of scenes that talked about Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
And with him with that addition to the song, I think it brought more of an audience towards the band itself along with the music video.
Sure.
And it I think that's why they chose what they did for that video.
Yeah. No, I get it. I think that makes sense. But I also think that, like, you know, it's different, you know? I think it's weird. I always find it weird because, you know, without Jordan Lucas in that song,
mm-hmm.
I almost feel like they didn't have any right saying anything.
Mm.
In a way, you know, because
yeah.
A lot of the artists, because there's rappers out there that put songs out about it.
Yeah.
But they talk about their past issues about it.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about their experiences with it.
Yeah.
These white guys have never experienced that.
Well, like I said before, they did a broad term type thing.
No, and I that's the thing. I get that.
Yeah.
But, like, it's always unsettling to me when white... I know this could be count as racist, but white people honestly try to sympathize with racism.
Mm-hmm.
I get being against it and I get protesting it. You cannot sympathize with it because you have no idea what the fuck we've been through.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
And but I overall they did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Overall they did do a fantastic job. Obviously I'm just nitpicking.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, but like overall it was really good. It was directed very well. Mm.
Ooh, especially direction. There is one scene where it was a man who's about to molest a woman, and they had an African American male in the picture who started to color up. And without throughout the whole entire video, anybody that was colored up was people who know about a problem and they're a part of it. But afterwards, after a little bit of time, snap back to the person, snap back to the man who was just sitting there, and he went back to shading into a black and white, and he put a bag over the molester's head. I feel like, and I thought that was such a cool and like just a moment of just showing unity.
Yeah.
About a issue. Because everybody, like I said before, anybody that was in that video, anybody who was black and white, they were experiencing an issue. And so having an individual who was black and white and taking action, I thought was super, super cool.
I agree. And I like that scene. And I like the way they did it. But after I thought about it, I was like, I don't know how I feel about that scene.
Okay, how so?
Because it's encouraging violence. And
ooh, good point.
It's, you know, we just had those riots.
Mm.
And that was not the way to go.
You gotta remember, this thing was made a month ago.
I know. But either way, you're still encouraging it.
See, for me, I don't see it as that. I see it more as taking action. I can see your standpoint in saying, like, it's encouraging violence and stuff like that. But the more I, like, watched that video, and everybody else was in black and white just standing by doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that person who was taking action, like I said before, it kind of showed that unity that's like, hey, we can do something about this. I don't think it was trying to promote violence. I think it was trying to do something about an issue.
I get that. But they could have gone a different direction with
that. Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, they could have had the guy push him off, grab the girl, and then, like, you know, run off. Or something like that,
yeah.
You know? And said they had the black man kill the white man. And
I don't know if you can say that about killing a man. It was more of just...
No, but here's the thing. I think it's giving off the... That's what I'm saying. Like, it's giving off the wrong message. You know?
Fair.
You know, I think that, you know, the reason we get judged a lot is because of violence.
Mm, good point.
You know? And so we're just showing that, yeah, we can scoop down to your level because all the fucking colored people, the people that were in, like, the color,
mm-hmm.
they were white,
mm-hmm.
doing violent shit.
Yeah.
So now you got a person in gray, not only a person in gray, but a black person doing the same shit that you just did.
Mm.
you fight fire with fire, you know, you're gonna fucking have a end of the world. I don't know the saying, but, you know.
Yeah. Mutual destruction.
Yeah.
That's fair. Though, if you looked past that, you saw, it looked like troops were also black and white, trying to fight a war. And all of them could have been white, black, Asian American, anything like that.
Right.
So, but also, there's a lot to say about that video.
There is.
I highly suggest you watch it and form your own opinion on it.
Yeah.
Because there's so many takeaways with that.
I'm also, like, very much a pacifist.
True.
So, I believe that words over violence.
Mm.
You know, words with action over violence.
Mm.
You know, not just action.
Yeah.
You know, you go straight to action. I mean, that's why I didn't agree with the riots, you know? Because, you know, now you gave the racist people or whoever, like, hates us a reason to hate us. They're scared of us, you know? And sure. Now they have every right to be.
Yeah.
Now they have every right to be scared of us, giving them more of a chance to shoot at us.
Mm-hmm.
So what, we're just going to go in a circle?
See, for...
of violence versus violence?
For me, I am divided on that issue. Because, like I said before, I don't condone violence. But, at the same time, I can understand it.
I'm not saying that. Like, I understand it.
Yeah.
Like, 100% understand it. I just don't agree with it. And that's why.
Fair enough. For me, I do kind of agree with it. Just a little bit.
Like, I agree with it to an extent. Here's the thing.
Yes, those are the exact
words. I agree with it to an extent. If when the thing happened to George Floyd and he died, and they would have started with a peaceful protest, but then just started building up to a riot, I would have agreed with that. I would have been right there, you know, because they tried peaceful, and then that didn't work, and they're trying to get that name out, and they do more and more and more riot. Now you know the name. Now you know we're here.
Well,
pay attention.
Here's the thing with that. They did do that before with the Ferguson case.
Not as
they
bad
did,
as this.
They did peaceful.
Not as bad.
But they did that action. And that's why I kind of condone this, the riots, because, hey, they tried it peaceful. They've tried it a couple times, actually.
No, that's... okay, here's the thing. They've only tried it peaceful. I'm telling you to exceed. Mm-hmm. Don't go to 100, then back to 0.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go 0 and then go to 50. You go 0 to 100.
I see. Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
because I understand that they kept doing peaceful protests. That didn't work.
Mm.
Okay? Try it again. Keep trying. What did Martin Luther King do? Even Malcolm X, the man who was all about the riots and all the violence, got murdered by his own people because he was going more of his Martin Luther way.
Yeah.
He started following Martin Luther.
Mm.
And he got killed for that. His own people killed him for that.
Mm-hmm.
The people who were supposed to be with us, not against us, you know? And so, yeah, I agree. You know, they've gone Martin Luther, but they haven't gone Malcolm X. But they went to Malcolm X too quick. You start with Martin Luther, and that's how it was.
Oh.
They started with Martin Luther.
Yeah.
Then Malcolm X got brought in. He brought the fire. Went back down to Martin Luther.
Yeah. And it didn't work out.
It worked out.
For Malcolm X, it didn't
work out. For Malcolm
but
X.
Overall, in the general thing, yes, it worked out.
That's how I think they should have done it.
Okay.
You know.
Aside from the whole murder aspect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I could see that.
Because
now.
The thing was, is that, a lot of people were rioting in protest, but a lot of people were just rioting.
Mm.
They were just doing it just to do it.
That is true.
And innocent people got hurt from it, too. You know, that's what kills me.
Yeah.
You know, you put a lot of people in harm's way, and a bunch of people died, innocent people died from it.
Mm.
You know?
That's fair. Okay, I see that now. I understand. Man. Yeah. Alright. I got you. Dab it up.
Yeah, dab it up. Yeah, we always get so political.
At the end of the day, we're both human. No, you always gotta realize that, you know?
Yeah.
Sure, we might have different opinions, but we're all here on the same place.
Oh my god. Are we wrapping up like a fucking corny TV show? What the fuck?
You know, sometimes you gotta let people
know.
Holy
shit, bro. I think people know.
Because I don't think... I personally don't think so. Everybody who sees, like, you know, those internet clips of, like, all the violence and shit like that, you're like, oh, those are the only people out here in this world. Da, 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 da. Those are what the people represent. But, you know, if you really come back to it and, like, what we just did, we tapped each other up even though we disagree a little bit.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure, you know, at the end of the day, we're still friends. You know, we're all, even without friends, we're all people on this earth. We all live here. We all have to deal with the same shit every day.
Yeah, sure.
To an extent.
To an extent.
Let me phrase it. We deal with the same shit to an extent. You know.
After we just talked about a whole political thing.
Right. I should have said that to begin with. But no, like, to an extent, we're all in the same place.
Yeah.
The only way we can make this place better if we can all come together and do that together. And that's the key word there.
We got, like, really mature since our first podcast.
Right.
But we are getting a little bit littier. So, things might change.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Yeah. I almost finished my drink.
Did you buzzed?
A little bit.
I could tell you just yelled that. I heard that shit echo over there.
Oh, shit.
To the left of us.
My bad, son.
A little bit.
A little bit. Gotta, every time I get drunk, I get my southern twang in there.
A little bit, feller.
A little bit there, feller. Yeah.
Hey, feller, I don't want to be that guy, but can I fuck my sister? It's your sister, dude. You can do whatever you want. Oh, yeah, bro.
Ooh.
Hey, Elliot, feller.
No,
I'm going to go fuck my sister.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
See what dad's all talking about.
Oh, yeah. No. Huh? There'd be no way. If I was ever family related to somebody, I could do that.
I can't do it.
They're just... I couldn't...
I don't know how people could do that.
I don't know how either, man.
I mean, Adam and Eve did it.
But they weren't related. Oh, I guess technically they were.
Yeah, but, like, the thing was, is that they had kids.
Yeah.
Then how did those kids repopulate?
Yikes.
Yup. They fucked.
They fucked.
Oh, and then, you know... It just continued. So technically, if you really think about it, if you're going by the Bible, if we fuck somebody, you're technically fucking somebody
who's related to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Just masturbate, people.
Just masturbate. Yeah.
It makes things so much easier.
Yeah, because now you're only just fucking yourself.
Exactly.
Don't fuck me, bro.
I'm not. You're too fucking ugly to fuck.
That hurt.
For my tastes. You would not be my go-to.
What, because I'm a guy, faggot?
Hey, there it is.
The 500th faggot.
Watch, you have a milestone during a random
podcast. If this gets big enough, we're going to have a faggot compilation on YouTube.
Oh, that would be so fucked.
Yeah, I'd be taking off.
Oh, yeah.
30 minutes of me just saying faggot all over over and over again.
I would watch that. I thought it would be... I think it would be funny as fuck.
I think it would just be repetitive.
Every time you say faggot, it gets faster. Faggot. It's like those, like, movie compilations where every time they say a certain word, it gets faster and faster.
Oh, my God. Look, it's a choo-choo plane.
It's like a car in the sky.
But it's flying.
That's why it's in the sky.
Oh.
Ooh, we're a little sauced up. I just finished mine.
Did you just say we're a little sauced up?
Don't question it.
Dude, that's the dopest thing anybody's ever said.
Okay. Yes. Hey, man,
I'm feeling a little sauced up right now.
I'm feeling a little sauce. I'm feeling a little saucy.
Hey, man, I can't drive. I'm feeling sauced up.
I'm feeling a little saucy. I can't drive.
I'm sauce.
Right, I'm sauced, bro.
I'm saw.
I'm off the sauce.
I'm a little saw. I'm more saw.
That's the hipster's interpretation of it.
I'm not sauce, but I'm saw.
Ah, you're like kind of there, but not quite yet.
Yeah, it's like tipsy.
Ah.
Oh my god, bright lights in my fucking face.
Ow.
It's going like Mach 5. Jesus Christ.
Dude, that actually burned.
My pupils are on fire.
My pupils? Oh, no.
Man, you are sauced up.
Don't you take my saying.
It's one of our new sayings, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a little sauced right now. Not gonna lie. I'm pretty sauced.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more like sauced. You know what I'm saying? Sauced. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sauced.
That's also because you've been smoking, too.
That's why I'm sauced.
Yeah, you know I didn't partake in the marijuanas. So
yeah, he's a good kid.
I'm a good boy.
Don't do drugs unless they're really good.
Unless somebody hands it to you and you get it for free, because drugs are expensive.
Crack isn't.
Crack is not, surprisingly.
No, so get yourself some crack.
Oh, God.
Okay, you gotta talk to them for a second. I gotta take a piss.
Oh, why would you say that?
Don't let them know. Hey, y'all, I gotta take a huge fucking piss right
now. Oh, my God. All right.
I'm gonna keep drinking my drink, though. That's the funny thing.
Oh, man.
Hey, let me bring them with me so they can hear my piss.
No. I'm not gonna subject them to that.
Hey, you all have your piss play.
No. All right.
Come take a listen.
No, stop it. So, in all retrospect, everything we say here is just our own opinion. I don't think they heard that.
I hope not. The whole neighborhood did, though.
Like we said before, we do film outside. So anything we say, if it gets loud, everybody else can hear around us. So we're probably the talk of the town. They can't hear you.
Yeah, but you gotta repeat what I said.
No. But yeah, so everything we say here is just our own opinions on things, you know. But in the end of the day, like I said, it's just peace, love, and positivity. I'm pretty sure Logic said that.
Did you just quote Logic?
I did. Because it's such a good saying.
It's good, but it got corny after you start rapping it.
After you start rapping it, yes. But in the end, it's really all we need in this world.
Yeah, it's a weed. Am I right, to my fellow stoners?
Damn, now I gotta go.
Alright, deuces, bro. Alright, guys, now you get a moment with me. This is how it's gonna be when Noah's gone. Just you and me. Just listen to my voice. It's pleasant. Settling. I bet it's making you want to sleep. I'm pretty sauced up right now, I'm not gonna lie. It's a good night. I'm gonna be dead as fuck tomorrow. I'm not excited. Not in a bit. I'm a very awkward person. So, I don't know what to say. How's the weather with you guys? I'm making small talk to a fucking phone. It's not good. That was taking a fucking long ass piss. I'm pretty sure he's actually just taking a shit right now. Damn, dude, motherfucker just went a whole mile down the road just to take a piss. That's crazy. I can't even see him. I just see his cigarette. He's looking saucy as fuck, though. He's walking like he's sauced up. That's for sure. I don't know why you're dancing.
Sometimes you just gotta dance, okay?
That's fair.
Yep.
Sometimes you just do. Hey, listen to Juice WRLD's album if you haven't listened to it. Shit is Major Fuego. And it's Major Fuego.
Dude, I still yet to listen to that.
Dude, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't be friends with you.
Oh, no. It's the end of the podcast, guys. You heard it here.
That's the last podcast we're ever doing. Probably is.
Together.
Yeah, I'll just do separate ones. If you guys want to hear the insides of my brains, Your
brains? You have multiple brains?
Yeah, so like I said, inside of my brains, plural.
He's a fucking alien.
Just don't, actually, because you will get triggered.
I'm pretty sure they already have at this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to die before you. That's known. You finished your drink already? Dude, I still got, like, a bunch left.
Hurry up. Chug.
Oh, God.
You would not make it in a frat house.
You're right. Also because I don't want to be in a frat house.
Dude, frat culture is just weird to me.
Frat culture is fucking dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I used to have a football coach in high school who had a branding of his fraternity on him.
What the fuck?
And I would not be able to do that in my life.
Yo, those kids are cracked as fuck.
They are cracked. But he was the nicest dude ever, dude. Man.
Yeah, because he got out of the fucking frat boy mindset.
True. It's just like, I don't get it. Like, what's the fun in getting pissed drunk every day?
It's because you're getting pissed drunk every day. That's the fun.
I don't know, man. I feel like there'd be more important shit to worry about.
What the fuck is happening?
So
Yo, was that not the weirdest
that
fucking
was
thing
creep,
ever?
So a truck just like slowed down at our driveway.
I thought he was about to turn in.
I thought he was about to turn in too. But yeah, he just slowed down and then just sped away as if like he got caught.
There's no way he would have seen us up here.
I know. And that's what makes that terrifying.
Yo, it sounded like his like truck was breaking down though.
I don't know about that.
I heard a
That was your can.
No, I wasn't squishing my can.
I don't know. That was just weird.
That was sketchy. Fuck this place, man. Mm-hmm. This place is fucking redonkulous.
It really is.
So we live in... I'm just joking.
No. Nope. Not doing that. Nope. So say the things we say. Nope.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. It's an easy way to get beat up.
Yeah. They already know my name.
They know my name, too, because you said it. I wasn't going to say our names, but you just went for
what,
it.
What, Noah?
You whore.
Noah,
No.
You heard it here first. Noah, I was going to say the whole name. Noah, rah.
Alright, I think it's time to end it.
Gert.
Whoa! No, sir.
Okay. Oh my god.
I think it's a good time to end it. We're almost at that hour.
Yeah, mark. We're also just fucking sauced up right now.
True.
Very sauced up. I'm probably gonna continue chilling out here though.
Same.
Straight up. Nope.
Well, guys, thank you for listening, even though the ending kind of got stupid.
Yep. And, you know, we're just going back to our first episode, I guess.
Right. Jesus.
God, we're so mature when we're not sauced up.
Right.
God damn.
Oh, man. But hope you guys enjoyed. And I think that's it.
Yeah, man.
Jenner, you got anything to say?
You know, just stay in school. Don't do drugs unless you love them. All right. Bye.